Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of December 9, 2024 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws, December 9, 2024. Once again, I must apologize for being negligent and sending out these notes. My life has been busy with holiday stuff, as everyone is at this time of the year. I hope everyone is ready for Christmas. Remember that instead of our usual catered or self-catered Christmas dinner, we have determined that it makes more sense to all go out together as a group. With that being said, we have a reservation for 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, December 10, at the Outback Restaurant located at 7500 Creedmoor Road. Looking forward to seeing everyone there. No RSVP is needed. Just come and eat and socialize. Prayer requests. Please keep Jeff and Melissa Tucker in your prayers, as both are dealing with some health challenges at the moment. They are both at Rex at the present time, and Jeff does not have his cell phone and has difficulty with the room phone, so it is hard to call him. I'll try to get an update in a few days. Please also remember Sharon Benton and her family, as James's aunt, Angeline Benton, passed away in Asheville last week. Remember that once we return to bowling, Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. This means December 9, 29, since we return on January 3rd. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday so that she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know they have a spot. Zelda's contact information is zelda2152@gmail.com or call 443-629-0018. Please do not forget about the raffle tickets. The Raleigh Outlaws currently have a cash raffle fundraiser going. The winning ticket will be drawn on our first night of bowling after Christmas. That will be January 3rd. Prizes are $50, $100, and $150. And tickets will be $2 for one ticket or three tickets for $5. We encourage everyone to participate, and there will be a mystery prize for the person who sells the most tickets. Here are some free items that you might be interested in. One bowling ball, 8-pound size. One bowling bag. Bowling shoes for women, size 5.5. One CCTV. If you are interested, please contact Karen Broderick at 919-906-0804. You would need to arrange to pick the items up. If you are interested in any of the CBA t-shirts, hats, and bowling towels that are available, please feel free to send an email to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. Jeff Tucker has these items, but he's out of commission for a while, so I'll arrange to get them to you if you need something. T-shirts are $5 each. Hats are also $5. Towels, $2.50. And luggage tags, $1. We have some DVDs with James Benton and Rod Best bowling at a CBA tournament available as well. They are $2.50 each. T-shirts, small, one red, one light green, one dark green. Medium, one red, one light green, one dark green, one navy. Large, two light green, one navy, one black. XL, one red, two light green, one black. 2XL, two red, two light green, three black. 3XL, two red, two light green, one navy, two black. And 4XL, one red, and two light green. Hats, we have three red, four light green, two black, and two khaki brown. Bowling towels, these are all the same. Blue microfiber towels with writing in yellow. And finally, luggage tags, white with blue writing on them. Heavy plastic with a place to put name and address. Some have asked about Outlaw clothing items. I need a dozen items to make an order. So if you want something, please email it to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com and I'll add it to the list. When I'm getting close, I'll let everybody know that I'll be putting the order in. The Greater Cleveland, Ohio Blind Bowlers will be the host league for the 2025 National Tournament, and they're having a fundraiser to help with expenses. Just at a quick glance, there are 18 or 19 flavors of popcorn, some in different bag sizes and some in combo packs, cheese spreads, chocolate, nuts, smoked sausages, cookies, Christmas wrapping paper, a coffee sampler, and a button just to donate, if you don't want to purchase. All items are shipped directly to you. Feel free to pair up with someone to minimize shipping costs. The link will be active until December 17, and you can order more than once. You can order by clicking on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. And watch for future fundraisers coming down the line in the spring, including options to pre-order tournament shirts. All funds raised will help offset costs for the Cleveland tournament, hospitality, etc. Reservations are now open at the hotel for the 2025 National Tournament. We'll be staying at the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport, Middleburg Heights. The rates are good from May 21st to May 26th of 2025. Our room rate will be $119 plus tax per night. Call the hotel directly at 440-243-4040 to ask for airport pickup. The shuttle picks up at Zone 7 outside the airport. And this about the tournament from my observations at mid-year. The hotel does have a restaurant with a breakfast buffet and a dinner menu, but not lunch. However, there are many restaurants within a mile or less of the hotel, including an IHOP and Dunkin/Baskin-Robbins on the parking lot, basically. The bowling alley has two restaurants, one with burgers, sandwiches, etc., and one with pizza, wings, and subs. They also have a bar. The alley is very strict about not allowing any food or beverages to be carried in, including reusable water bottles. They say that people put alcohol in them and that if caught, it would cause them to lose their liquor license, so they are very strict about it. A very interesting article from Forbes magazine about Apple AirPods ad currently airing on TV and the fact that the AirPods can help with hearing loss in the mid to mild moderately hearing impaired people. To view it, please click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. Those of you who love candy and nuts may remember in years past when the Lioness Club sold the Terry Lynn nuts as a fundraiser. Now we can order them and support ABBA in the process. Click on the link in this paragraph of the newsletter to order, and your selection ships to you directly. You know the quality of these nuts and candies, so if you want to support the ABBA, and here, then there is a tasty way to do so right here. Their pecan and walnuts are excellent for baking your holiday treats. Now we have a couple of recipes for you that will bowl you over. Candy cane bar cookies. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Put the rack in the middle position. You're going to need 1 cup of butter, 2 sticks, 1/2 pound, 1 cup white granulated sugar, 1 egg, just whip it up with a fork in a glass, 1/4 teaspoon peppermint extract, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 2/3 cup finely crushed miniature candy canes. Measure them after you crush them. 6 drops of red food coloring. 2 cups of flour, not sifted. Pack it down when you measure it. 1 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips. That's about a 6-ounce bag. And 2 cups of semi-sweet chocolate chips. That's a 12-ounce bag. Melt the butter in a microwave-safe oven bowl for 1 minute 30 seconds on high. Set it on the counter to cool. Place the sugar in the bowl of an electric mixer. You can also do this by hand, but it'll take some muscle. Add the egg and beat it until it's uniform color. Add the peppermint extract. salt, and finely crushed miniature candy canes. Mix it all up. Add the 6 drops of red food coloring. Mix it in thoroughly. Fill the bowl. Fill the bowl with butter. I think it's supposed to be fill the bowl with butter. But if you're like me and you're putting butter in a bowl, you'll end up feeling it. It'll be all over my fingers. Nonetheless, fill the bowl with butter. If you can cup your hands around it comfortably, you can add it to your mixing bowl now. Mix it in slowly at low speed. You don't want it to slosh all over. If it's still too warm to add, wait until it's cooler and then do it. Add the flour in half cup increments, beating after each addition. Take the bowl from the mixer and stir in 1 cup of chocolate chips by hand. Spread the batter evenly into a greased or pammed 9-inch by 13-inch pan. Bake it at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 25 minutes or until it feels firm on the top. Remove the pan from the oven and sprinkle it with the remaining 2 cups of chocolate chips. Immediately cover the pan with a piece of heavy-duty foil or a cookie sheet. That keeps the heat in. Let it sit for 3 minutes. Then take off the cookie sheet or the foil and spread out the melted chips like frosting with a rubber spatula or a frosting knife. Cool it completely and then cut it into brownie-sized pieces. Try out this next one. It's called Christmas Crack. Ingredients. 35 saltine crackers. That's 1 sleeve. 1 cup of butter. 1 cup of brown sugar. 2 cups of semi-sweet chocolate chips. 1/2 cup sprinkles, holiday themed. Your instructions? Preheat your oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit and line a cookie sheet with parchment paper. Cover the cookie sheet with saltine crackers in 1 single layer. Add the butter and sugar to your saucepan and heat on medium to high heat until it comes to a rolling boil. Pour the mixture evenly over the saltine crackers. Sprinkle the chocolate chips evenly over the saltine crackers and bake in the oven for about 5 minutes. When you remove the cookie sheet from the oven, quickly and gently, use a spatula to spread the chocolate all over the cookies so that they're completely covered. Sprinkle the sprinkles over the holiday chocolate evenly. Place it in the fridge for about 2 hours to allow the toffee to firm up. And once it's firm, cut it into 24 pieces. No reason why you couldn't use chopped nuts instead of sprinkles if you want. With that, here's your bowling schedule going forward. Christmas dinner, Outback, Creedmoor Road, 6:30 p.m. on December 10. Break until January 3rd. January 3rd, Week 7, Bowl, ABBA Mailer Graphic. January 10, Week 8, Bowl. January 17, off, Martin Luther King Holiday Weekend. January 24, Week 9, Bowl. And January 31, Week 10, Bowl. That's about it. You've been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of December 9, 2024. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope you've enjoyed it. Now, if you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.